Erev Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. We have here a continuation of the Inyanim that we'd started Birimiza in the Diuk, Lashna Mishnah and Perek Gimel of Pitikur Yerid Visaisim. Here we have a street. Picture a Rishus HaRabim, and on the sides of Rishus HaRabim, it's a street, so there's two houses on either side. Now you build Haboine Aliyah Al Gabe Shnei Batim. Across the street, on top of the two houses, you built another row of apartments. What you're doing in Hilchus Mechitzos is a little bit of a game changer, because now you have an area where not only does it have two Mechitzos going down the sides of the street, which it still blames a Rishus HaRabim, because two Mechitzos don't make a Rishus HaRabim. But if you look at Pi Tikra Yerid Visosim, you have the sides of the Aliyah defining downward that the area that's between the parts of the Aliyah are now surrounded by four mechitzas. Is that true? So here we have a machlekes. Haboina Aliyah Agabi Shnei Batim. V'chein Gishorim Mefuloshim. You put a bridge. You have a Rosh Hashanah passing underneath a bridge. And it had two mechitzas. And now you put up on the sides, l'chor, there should be the sides of the bridge, should be able to bridge the place and create a mukaf mechitzas totally. The halacha is metaltalin tachtem b'shavis divir Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that we say p'tikur yared v'soysim. Now the concept of p'tikur yared v'soysim is that only according to Reb Yehuda. So let's see. B'chachom ha'vayisvim. It sounds like b'chachom ha'machish l'hom etzias. So the truth of the matter is that there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara between Amiro and Rav and Shmuel about p'tikur yared v'soysim. What comes out is sugya daf tzadik and daf tzadik dalad. Rav, we pass him like Rav, holds that you're allowed to use Pitikra when you have an open area that you want to define as closed in, like we said, with an awning or the edge of a roof that slants over by people have by their front doors. They have something sticking out. It's very negeila, Marshall. If somebody drops something off on the step, are you allowed to kick it into the front door? Are you taking from outside the front door, which is a carmelis, inside your house? If you say that there's, if they put it under the awning, that place, you can look at the edge of that as going down. Not an awning, but like the overhang of the inside, where you could stand if you're waiting for a ride and it doesn't get wet. You can look at that, the overhang at that, as a particular yard visoysim, and then that place is inside your house. Because usually it's surround, the overhang is surrounded by walls, just the front is open. But if you have the particular, it closes it in. So the way Tosfos comes out, Bishitas Rav, is that Rav, who does hold the Pitikra, only holds a Pitikra to be mashlim of Mokim Mechitzas. If you have three Mechitzas, or even if you can use it for two, as long as they're not full, the case that's described over here in the Mishnah is a straight street going down. You're closing up the street. Like we said, with traffic going underneath the train tracks. In the previous Mishnah, you're closing it up. So that, the Mishnah is saying that Pitikra doesn't work for that, the Chacham say. But what happens if you have like an L-shaped, you have two walls, that the place to a certain extent isn't closed. There's no open access. It's open, but it's not one street going between two buildings. So B'chiyai Gavna, even on two sides, if you had a Pitikra, you had a roof, there you could consider it closed in Ayudei the Pitikra. Rashi L'maisa, seems like the Paiskim Neman like Tosfos. Rashi and Daf Tzadik holds that according to Rav, if Rav says if you use Pitikra, you use Pitikra even on four sides. So what's Pshat now Mishnah? So then you have to say that over here, since it's open to Rishus HaRabim, that already blibes more of a Pirtza. The Pitikra, which is only a virtual Mechitza, Chazal didn't want you to use the Pitikra B'chiyai Gavna. It does work, but Chazal didn't allow you to use it. It's called Nifratz. Others want a tiny, maybe you could say this for a deraisa. That anytime there's a baki bar rabbin, we're talking about the two sides of the street, so then the pitikra is in this battle to the rabbin that's bekeh. Maybe that's a halacha deraisa, like we said by Tzuz HaPesach and Perek Peis, that there's no mechitzis when there's baki bar rabbin, ayin shom. Also machlok stanoim. And now we have the second part of the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda is mekel on. When you have a street with two sides of the street open, Rabbi Yehuda says over there you can make a Rishus HaYachid also. In the first halacha, Rabbi Yehuda just argued, he held that the fact that there's a street going directly between the two buildings, the two mechitzos, does not take away from the pitikra creating Rishus HaYachid. Now we have a different etzah. You could put up you could consider it a mavoi, if you have a street mamish with two sides, and you could have a tikkun lechi akira on both sides. I've already needed clothes in four sides, midrabanan. Midderaisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds a gewaldige kiddush, we've said to all of the Zechas Levin, that three mechitzas in Rosh Hashanah is deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds not that way. He holds that shtein mechitzas are Rosh Hashanah. Some Rishen, Bir Alocha talks about this barichus, really a machlok to Rishenim. It's possible, Chaznish and the Bir Alocha have a back and forth, that this is only by shtei mechitzos mefuloshoi zeh keneged zeh. Two parallel mechitzos, the street going in between, you can look at it as a Rosh Hashanah because b'midah mesuyamis it's enclosed. What about L-shaped? There's nothing there giving a definition as enclosed, it's just open. On the other hand, it's not accessible. It's not running through. So some taina that L-shaped, according to Yehuda, is better than two parallel mechitzos. Some taina that two parallel mechitzos are better, according to Yehuda. Again, we don't pass like Yiddish Shita. We need three mechitzos. But according to Yehuda, ma'arvin b'mavoy mefulish. Because he holds that the two mechitzos are derai, so you only need tikune lechi ukari on both sides. The chacham mavada hold that you need three sides. Deraisa, the tikkun mavui, which is lechi and kairi, only works on the fourth side.